You could go ahead and build your own coding and mapping notification system, but it takes time, and it sucks. Alternately, consider Courier, who's sponsoring this episode. They make it easy. You can call a single send API for all of your notifications and channels. You can control the complexity around routing, retries, and deliverability, and simplify your notification sequences with automation rules. Visit courier.com today and get started for free. If you wind up talking to them, tell them that I sent you and watch them wince, because everyone does when you bring up my name. That's the glorious part of being me. Once again, you could build your own notification system, but why on God's flat earth would you do that? Visit courier.com today to learn more. Good morning, AWS, and welcome to the AWS Morning Brief. It is finally upon us once again, the annual Last Week in AWS Charity T-Shirt Drive. That's right. This year's design is appropriately titled AWS Status Page, and it's on sale right now for 1 week only at lastweekinaws.com/charityshirt. All proceeds go to benefit the good work that the folks at 826 National are doing to improve the state of creative writing in today's students. There's a whole bunch of emails going out on this today, so check your inbox. There's oh so much more to come this week. Now, what happened last week in AWS? Amazon Braket offers D-Wave's Advantage 4.1 system for quantum annealing. I want you to read that out loud once again if you're a Kubernetes evangelist, because this is exactly what you sound like when you talk about service mesh. Amazon Chime SDK Media Capture Pipelines adds the ability to configure APIs for customizable media capture. This has the potential. Capture the video or audio tracks, then throw them into an S3 bucket is basically how I record podcasts. Only I pay a company that would build it out of something like this because I don't want to build things out of popsicle sticks myself. Amazon Code Guru announces security detectors for Python applications and security analysis powered by Bandit. I always thought AWS Bandit was the code name for the managed NAT gateway. Amazon Kendra launches support for 38 additional languages. Where can you search finish? Only in Kendra. Come to Kendra, we search finish. Amazon QuickSight adds support for pixel-perfect dashboards. I'm sorry, what? AWS should start with pixel good or pixel sufficient or within two bus connections and a lengthy train ride of pixel acceptable before aiming this high. Introducing Amazon Workspace's Cost Optimizer version 2.4. So far, you've launched 2.4 attempts at working around a billing quick fix of cap the hourly usage fee per month per workspace at the monthly flat rate fee and still not gotten there. AWS Backup Audit Manager now supports AWS CloudFormation. So let me get this straight. The automate your backups and the validation thereof because you suck at doing it manually service had to be implemented manually until now? AWS Backup Audit Manager adds compliance reports. And I'm apparently the naive fool who thought that this was the entire purpose of the service. Oops. AWS Partner Engagement Principles guide how we collaborate with partners every day. You know the first draft of this post had the word compete instead of collaborate, right? These principles are all well and good, but I have anecdata for violations of all four principles. It's good to see the effort being made, but the proof is really going to be in the pudding. VMware Cloud on AWS Outpost brings VMware SDDC as a fully managed service on premises. So VMware Cloud can now run on top of hardware from AWS that sits in your data center. I'm very confused about why anyone would want this unless that person receives a commission on your purchase of this entire boondoggle. Automate your Amazon Redshift performance tuning with automatic table optimization. You know, for an expensive managed service, this thing sure does have an awful lot of dials and knobs I apparently have to tune myself. Using Okta as an identity provider with Amazon MWAA or MWA. What, instead of AWS SSO, AWS IAM? AWS root account credentials, Honeycode accounts, Cognito, AWS form accounts, or no doubt the other 40 or so sources of user identity that I'm missing. This episode is sponsored in part by our friends at Chaos Search. You could run Elasticsearch or Elastic Cloud or OpenSearch, as they're calling it now, or a self-hosted Elk Stack. But why? Chaos Search gives you the same API you've come to know and tolerate, along with unlimited data retention and no data movement. Just throw your data into S3 and proceed from there as you would expect. This is great for IT operations folks, for app performance monitoring, cybersecurity. If you're using Elasticsearch, consider not running Elasticsearch. They're also available now in the AWS Marketplace if you'd prefer not to go direct and have half of whatever you pay them count toward your EDP commitment. Discover what companies like Klarna, Equifax, Armor Security, and Blackboard already have. To learn more, visit chaossearch.io and tell them I sent you just so you can see them facepalm yet again. Creating container images with cloud-native build packs using AWS CodeBuild and AWS CodePipeline, which feels like it's on the cusp of becoming, yes, you've guessed it, another way to run containers on AWS. Align with best practices while creating infrastructure using CDK aspects. Well, slow down there, hasty pudding. In most production environments, using the CDK has yet to be established or even tested as a best practice. Building an inner source ecosystem using AWS DevOps tools. Increasingly, a lot of these blog posts are skipping the formalities and just putting the sales pitch right there in the headline. Build a system for catching adverse events in real time using Amazon SageMaker and Amazon QuickSight. This is exactly what I want from the AWS billing system. Exactly. I want it to alert me in real time if it detects an adverse event, like the use of Amazon SageMaker and Amazon QuickSight in my account. Create a cross-account machine learning training and deployment environment with AWS CodePipeline. So I'll tolerate machine learning services if they serve as the wedge by which we get better cross-account AWS service compatibility. Detect defects in automotive parts with Amazon Lookout for Vision and Amazon SageMaker. This does beat the Tesla approach of shipping things that fall apart, then their owners publicly defend the company for it. If you're a Tesla owner, please do not respond to me about what I just said. Simplifying Kubernetes configurations using AWS Lambda. I'm unconvinced that Lambda functions have ever once made anything simpler, much less Kubernetes, of all godforsaken things. And that's what happened last week in AWS. Remember, once again, to please visit lastweekinaws.com/charityshirt, because it is once again that time. I'll talk to you later this week.
Stay humble.